A Christmas Journey by Anne Perry. Read by Terence Hardiman. To all those who contribute to the gift of friendship. Part 1. Lady Vespasia Cumming Gould hesitated a moment at the top of the stairs. Applecross was one of those magnificent country houses where one descended down a long curved sweep of marble into the vast hall where the assembled guests were gathered awaiting the call to dinner. First one person, then another, looked up. To wait for them all would have been ostentatious. She was dressed in oyster satin, not a shade everyone could wear, but Prince Albert himself had said that she was the most beautiful woman in Europe, with her glorious hair and exquisite bones. It was not a remark that had endeared her to the Queen, the more so since it was probably true. But this was not a royal occasion. It was a simple weekend party early in December. The London season was over with its hectic social round, and those who had country homes had returned to them to look forward to Christmas. There were rumours of possible war in the Crimea, but apart from that, the middle of the century saw only greater progress and prosperity within an empire that spanned the globe. Omegas Jones came to the foot of the stairs to meet her. He was not only the perfect host, but also a friend of some years, even though he was in his 50s, and Vespasia barely past 30. Her husband, older than she, was the one who had first made the acquaintance, but he was abroad on business at the moment. Her children were in the house in London, safe and well cared for. "My dear Vespasia, you are quite..."